I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to Camo X. Brad Young at your service. By the way, Matt Pajeski, I don't know if you know, but this song is actually the theme song for the High Blood Pressure Association.
Ah.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Since I take like three different high blood pressure medications, that under pressure instantly came to my mind. How are y'all doing tonight? Gosh, I miss being here on At Your Service, as I said at the top of the last hour. This is the first time I've been in At Your Service since June because of some a very busy workload at my law firm's, at my office, and I haven't been able to put a show together. And I'm hopefully going to be back in the saddle here every Wednesday night until we get to spring training, which, of course, that's what we're all looking forward to now is spring training. But this hour, I don't have any phone calls or rather any interviews lined up this hour. So I've got lots of topics. We're going to talk about lots of ideas. But if there's something on your mind you want to discuss, phone lines are open for the entire hour, 314-436-7900. I'm sure your phone went off today. I'm sure it did. I looked up the estimates. It looks like 330 million phones went off today, somewhere around a little after 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I will tell you that there is no truth, because I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no truth to the rumor that those phones went off because President Biden hit the wrong button reaching for his life alert. Okay, that is not true. That is a false rumor. And if you read that anywhere, I want you to know that there's no truth to that particular idea. But there is, we were talking a lot about illegal immigration. In fact, I had a lot of texts come in this evening. Thank you very much. And if you don't want to call in, you can always send us a text as well at 314 936-7900. I read every text. I respond to most. Would love to hear your ideas. And I haven't had a chance to explain this since June, but just so you know, you may be wondering, why is this lawyer coming on the air on At Your Service? Well, we're going to talk about some legal topics this hour, but what I enjoy is the exchange of ideas. That's why I like it, particularly when folks disagree with me, because we can have an exchange of ideas from a different viewpoint. And to me, that's what At Your Service is all about. And if you think about it, any other media that you consume, podcasts, TV, streaming, there's no other media where you can be interactive with the media itself. Doesn't exist. And yet radio, right here at your service, is truly the only platform where you can interact with the media as it unfolds, as it transpires. That, to me, is a way that radio, even though the technology isn't new, but the medium is timeless because of that characteristic among many, many, many others. But one person texted in, I do want to mention this. He says, you should have said, instead of completely porous when talking about the border, let's see, what did he say? It's a little, I'm trying to intercept some of the language here, but he said, it is completely porous, not just turning a blind eye. And I don't know that our border is completely porous. I went to Europe last year, and I know I had to go through a lot of checkpoints and had to show my passport and had to do a lot of work and effort to get back in the country along with my wife and my daughter. So I wouldn't necessarily call it completely porous, but in certain spots of our country, it certainly is somewhat porous. And I think that is a valid characterization. Some of the other things I've been talking about, rather, about immigration, I had this fantastic idea because my wife and I, we wanted to go to New York City. And if you try to go to New York City, all the hotels are booked. You can't find a hotel room anywhere in New York City. It's virtually impossible to do that. So I told my wife, I've got a great idea. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pose as illegal immigrants. And we're going to go to New York City and request housing. And so when we do that, the governor's going to stick us in a hotel room in New York City, and it'll be completely free. So we can go to Broadway. We can go to some restaurants. We check out some shows. We can go to Times Square. And then we can go stay in our hotel room paid for by the federal government. All we got to do is, you know, put on some cheesy mustaches and change our names, maybe wear a sombrero, and we're going to get to stay for free in New York City. So that's my idea. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. I don't think my wife is going to want to do that, frankly, because she doesn't want to wear a mustache. But the bottom line is, I think that could work. I think we could actually pull that off and make that be a successful trip to New York. We're going to take a break here in just a few moments. But after the break, we're going to talk about several topics. We're going to go through the red light cameras that are trying to come back to the city of St. Louis. We're also going to discuss this idea that social media is at the Supreme Court. Should states or the government be able to control social media? But the one story we're going to talk about right after this break is, did you hear about this teacher from St. Clair who apparently had an OnlyFans account, and she was a high school teacher. 28-year-old high school teacher, and she's got this account on OnlyFans. She's got a lot of subscribers. They found out about it. She's on administrative leave. She's getting fired. So my question is, should a teacher be fired for having an OnlyFans page that's subscription-based and not open or accessible to the general public? Is that something that schools should be able to fire people for? I've got some ideas on that. I bet you do too. 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Oh, that was perfect. We're going to talk about a teacher, and Matt Pajeski, producer extraordinaire, gives me the perfect bumper music. Thank you, Matt. You heard this story. This teacher, her name is Brianna Coppage. She's 28. She's a high school teacher at St. Clair High School. St. Clair, again, not very far from the St. Louis City, St. Louis County area. And she's on administrative leave right now because it was found out that she has apparently a quite lucrative OnlyFans or OnlyFans account, and you know she obviously most likely does a lot more than stripping on this OnlyFans page, but she's doing that, and the school has placed her on administrative leave. Now, folks, you know as well as I do, administrative leave is code for, we're going to fire you as soon as we build a case to do so. That's what on administrative leave, that's what that means. So she's on administrative leave until such time as they fire her, which will probably be any time now. Now, if you've got an idea or if you've got a thought on this, 314-436-7900. Here's the thing that I want to point out before we dive into some of the calls that are coming in is that she was making $3,500 per month as a school teacher. It equated to about $42,000 last year. How do we know what she made? Well, that's publicly available information for a school teacher. But because of her OnlyFans account and her work with OnlyFans, she was making, and she said this, I saw the interview just a couple of days ago, she was making $10,000 a month on OnlyFans. But here's what I thought was funny. She said that she was supplementing her teacher income with her OnlyFans employment. Now, if your main job pays you $3,500 a month and your supplemental income is paying you $10,000 a month, that's not supplemental income. Supplemental income, by definition, to supplement means it helps the main employment. But it seems to me like her teaching job was more of the supplemental income. When you're pulling in $10,000 a month, having this OnlyFans account. Now, it gets to a question of morality. And from my perspective, I'm very proud and not shy at all to mention that I'm a Christian. I have Christian values, and I try to apply those to things that I look at, discuss, and analyze. So I can certainly see that from a school district's perspective, that's not the kind of person we want as a teacher. Now, on the other hand, 100 years ago, and probably not even that long ago, the idea that teachers had to be single, that they couldn't be married individuals, that there was a certain look, a homely look to teachers. I mean, obviously, that's all preposterous. We don't need to go back to that. But in this day and age, if you look at and think to yourself, the every single time, okay, I won't say every single because you should never say always and never, but the vast majority of times where teachers are arrested for having sexual relationships with students, the vast majority are female teachers with male students. Vast majority. I don't understand that, and I don't understand why that's always the case, but it is. So if you have that environment, do we really want to have a situation where someone is a professional adult entertainer by night, is also a high school teacher by day? I don't know that is the credentials that you're looking for in your educational staff. You know, you got to be very talented to be a school teacher today, but I don't think those are the talents that they're looking for. So you could certainly disagree or agree. I don't have any problem, certainly not legally. I don't have any problem morally or ethically in saying, because of that other income, I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. We certainly are in need of teachers today, but I don't know if we're that much in need of teachers to allow that to happen. But as I was talking about this with a friend of mine recently, his position was, well, isn't that imposing morals on the school teachers? Aren't you imposing your morality on someone else? But that raises a whole nother issue, because literally everything that you do to enforce any rule, law, statute, policy, or procedure, any enforcement of any of those things is an enforcement of morality. You know, in the last hour, we were talking about border enforcement. And for conservatives who say, you know what, it's illegal for you to come into this country. And then you have the left to say, no, we should just have a completely porous border and you can come on in. Isn't that either your enforcement of the border regulations or your refusal to enforce the border regulations? Isn't that an outgrowth of one's morality? Of course it is. One way or the other, it's an enforcement of morality. So then you have to say, okay, let's assume for discussion purposes that you're saying we shouldn't have, or it's okay to have, adult sex workers as our high school teachers. If that's your perspective, then my question would be, well, is it okay to have child sex predators teaching in the grade schools? Why, no, you can't have that. Well, why not? Because aren't you imposing your morality? See, and I'm not obviously not advocating for having child sex predators as grade school teachers. But my point is, I can ask enough questions where a person would object to demonstrate that even that is an enforcement of your own morality or a projection of your own morality. And so I don't see any problem in saying, as a country, as a state, as a municipality, we don't want our teachers to be adult sex workers. 314-436-7900. We've got Steve from St. Charles holding on the line. Steve, what's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, glad to hear you're back on the air, Brad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I sent that text about the border thing, and I just wanted to clarify that.
Sure.
When Brian called in, I mean, he's like, the administration's completely turned a blind eye, and I think you actually said completely porous, kind of agreeing with him. And I just wanted to clarify, when I was texting in, I was saying that those were kind of mischaracterizing the situation. That's the point I was making, is that, you know, they're having like record arrest at the border, and you got and you know, that's one side of it, and you guys on the side saying, oh, they're turning a blind eye and it's completely porous. And I'm just thinking, I mean, those types of statements are just kind of mischaracterizing the actual situation.
Yeah, I agree. And if I said completely porous, I that was my mistake. And I think when I texted you back, I said somewhat porous is a better phrase, not
exactly.
Completely porous. But
right.
but your point, though, and this is to me a very interesting topic, because
You're
exactly right. There are more arrests at the border. We heard today that the Biden administration is actually going to build a wall, 20 miles of a wall.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
And I think that's interesting. But let me talk about this idea of arrests, and then I want to ask you what you think about the wall. But as far as the arrests go, I'm going to make up some numbers, completely fabricate the numbers just to demonstrate a concept. All right?
Right.
So let's say, just for discussion purposes, there were 5,000 people a day coming across the border, and there were 1,000 arrests.
Mm-hmm.
So if it goes to 10,000 people a day and there's 2,000 arrests, there's technically more arrests going on, but the net result is there's exponentially more people crossing the border illegally. So
exactly, and that's what you should have said to Brian whenever he said turn a blind eye, and you, instead of saying completely porous, that's a better argument. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think
accurate.
The rest of
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean a lot of this is by I think in agreement with what you're getting at is in the Biden administration, you know, signaled softer policies, and it's leading to the influx.
Yeah, absolutely. But to me, I don't see, Steve, this as a right or a left issue, and let me tell you why. One of the biggest advocates for illegal immigration is the Chamber of Commerce, because businesses need employees, and there's nothing better than cheap labor. I've got a cousin who lives in Dallas, and she showed me her house when she lived in Dallas. It was amazing,
yeah.
Steve. It was huge. It was all brick. It was twice the size of my house, and it cost half as much. And I said, How do you get that done? And she said, oh, thanks to the illegal immigrants. And so the Chamber of Commerce loves illegal immigrants. The progressive left loves illegal immigrants. So you've got members of the right, members of the left, who are both in favor of illegal immigration, and we're shocked that this problem never gets solved.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I 100% agree. It's super complicated. I agree. Yeah,
it is. But I guess my only complaint is, do you see other than some token increases like we've seen today? Do you see a real desire in Washington on either side of the aisle to really fix this issue? Or is it more important to have the issue so you can castigate your opponents and call them names and categorize them in tribalism? What's more important, solving the problem or having an argument upon which to hang your political opponent?
I would say the latter. For the past 3 decades, I would say the latter of what you just described. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I
exactly.
do too, Steve. And so regular folks like you and me and most of America, we scratch our heads and say, why can't they fix this problem? But in D.C.
No, I don't say that. I know it's complicated.
But they don't want to fix the problem is the thing that to me is so frustrating. Hey, Steve, I really appreciate you calling in this evening. I love your texts. And thanks for listening to Camo X.
Yeah, you bet. Great show, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. After this break, I'll tell you what, this has been a pet peeve of mine for 20 years. And I can see Matt Fajeski's already grinning. But the red light camera, you know, it's kind of like a zombie legal issue. I thought we killed it in 2015, but just like a show on AMC, those darn zombies don't die. They come back, just like red light cameras. We're going to break that down. Camo X, at your service. We'll be right back. Out. Red. I want Nothing like the great Sammy Hagar to lead us into our next topic. Red light cameras. Now, let me just lay the foundation. And of course, I would love to hear your thoughts on red light cameras. Let me lay the foundation. The city of St. Louis right now is considering, in fact, they've got attorneys working on drafting an ordinance to bring back the red light cameras. We thought they were dead, but you know what it is that somebody shot them with a lead bullet and they forgot to use a silver bullet. So the darn laws are going to come back. And of course, the argument is safety. It's a safety issue. We've got people running red lights right and left in the city of St. Louis. I will tell you, and maybe I shouldn't confess this, but I've ran a few red lights in the city, and other folks have too. And so because of that, the city wants to bring back red light cameras in order to reduce the number of intersectional traffic accidents. Now, while that sounds very good, and the statistics do back them up, in cities that institute red light cameras, the accident rates go down. In one city, it went down by as much as 42%, as I recall the percentage. So there should be no question that the result of a red light camera is to reduce accidents, to improve safety, and to reduce injuries. But is that the real reason? I mean, don't we all really know the real reason of red light cameras is to generate more money for the city government? That's it. I thought it was interesting. I recently went back and reread the Missouri Supreme Court decision from 2016 that struck down the red light cameras as being unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court, you know, there's not a lot of humor. There's not a lot of jokes in appellate decisions. You don't see like Bill Maher writing Dennis Miller. I mean, they're not writing Supreme Court decisions, right? So they're not very funny. But whoever wrote this opinion at least had a sense of humor, because the phrase, and I won't forget this, the phrase in the opinion was, governments and municipalities believe that they have discovered the elusive goose that lays the golden egg. And I thought that was a charming way to say, yes, we know why you're doing this. It's to raise money. But I want to look at the reasons why the court struck that down. First and foremost, it was unconstitutional because you didn't get a chance to plead not guilty. I got one of those red light cameras when it was in force in the city. And if you got one, you know what it was like. You got a ticket in the mail that said, you've been found guilty, and send us in the money. Show me the money. That was all there was. So tell me, what other area of the law are you presumed guilty and you have to prove your innocence? Unconstitutional. Second unconstitutional issue. That one is really, we call that due process. You can only be found guilty under due process of law. What does due process mean? It means you're charged. You get the right to confront the people who are charging you. You get to confront the witnesses. You get to challenge the government's ability to impose a fine or a sanction upon you. That's called due process. Out the window with those red light cameras. Secondly, the presumption was, if it was your car in that intersection, then you, the owner, are guilty and you owe us money. So, for example, this never happened. I'm just making this up as an example. My youngest daughter, who's a junior at Mizzou, if she's using my car, which she borrows quite frequently because she says, Dad, I like your car better than mine. I'm like, oh, so I just give you the keys? Of course I do. So if she runs through a red light intersection, gets a ticket, I'm the one that has to pay the fine. Why? I didn't run that red light. Why should I have to pay the fine? If my daughter robs a bank, they don't come and arrest me. Well, I'm sorry. You're the parent of the kid that robbed the bank. I'm sorry, Mr. Young. Put your hands behind their back. We're taking you in, throw you in the pokey. No, that doesn't happen. There's no other area of the law where that happens. So that was also found to be unconstitutional. But the court also said, in that little fine print that most people don't read, It said that the idea of a red light camera is not inherently unconstitutional so long as the statutes and the ordinances are drafted in a constitutional manner. So what does that mean? That's legal speak for saying, you know, if you change the wording of a statute, we might uphold it. So since 2016-ish, we haven't had any red light cameras. But the city of St. Louis is bringing them back. And when they do bring that back, and I think it's a question of when, not if, because city needs money. The city is hemorrhaging money. Even with the Rams settlement, they're spending a lot more than what they take in. And they're having to, they can't balance the budget. So the key to that, of course, is not to cut spending, which is what I would tell them to do. That's what you and I would have to do. If we can't balance our checkbook, we have to cut the spending to make it work. No, not government. They just raise taxes. So this is a way for them to raise additional revenue. And if they comply with the dictates of the Missouri Supreme Court, it actually could be legal. So I'm just warning you, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just warning you that you could be facing a red light camera very soon in the very near future. But there's also a racial component to the red light cameras. And this is something that we'll have to have a discussion on as a city and as a region, because if this works in the city, you know every other government is going to latch on to this just because they want that revenue. Look at gambling. Gambling used to be just exclusively located in Nevada and Atlantic City. Now, most states, gambling's legal.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Nothing like the great Sammy Hagar to lead us into our next topic, red light cameras. Now, let me just lay the foundation. And of course, I would love to hear your thoughts on red light cameras. Let me lay the foundation the city of St. Louis right now is considering, in fact, they've got attorneys working on drafting an ordinance to bring back the red light cameras. We thought they were dead, but you know what it is that somebody shot them with a lead bullet and they forgot to use a silver bullet. So the darn laws are going to come back. And of course, the argument is safety. It's a safety issue. We've got people running red lights right and left in the city of St. Louis. I will tell you, and maybe I shouldn't confess this, but I've ran a few red lights in the city, and other folks have too. And so because of that, the city wants to bring back red light cameras in order to reduce the number of intersectional traffic accidents. Now, while that sounds very good, and the statistics do back them up, in cities that institute red light cameras, the accident rates go down. In one city, it went down by as much as 42%, as I recall the percentage. So there should be no question that the result of a red light camera is to reduce accidents, to improve safety, and to reduce injuries. But is that the real reason? I mean, don't we all really know the real reason of red light cameras is to generate more money for the city government? That's it. I thought it was interesting. I recently went back and reread the Missouri Supreme Court decision from 2016 that struck down the red light cameras as being unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court, you know, there's not a lot of humor. There's not a lot of jokes in appellate decisions. You don't see like Bill Maher writing Dennis Miller. I mean, they're not writing Supreme Court decisions, right? So they're not very funny. But whoever wrote this opinion at least had a sense of humor, because the phrase, and I won't forget this, the phrase in the opinion was, governments and municipalities believe that they have discovered the elusive goose that lays the golden egg. And I thought that was a charming way to say, yes, we know why you're doing this. It's to raise money. But I want to look at the reasons why the court struck that down. First and foremost, it was unconstitutional because you didn't get a chance to plead not guilty. I got one of those red light cameras when it was in force in the city. And if you got one, you know what it was like. You got a ticket in the mail that said, you've been found guilty, and send us in the money. Show me the money. That was all there was. So tell me, what other area of the law are you presumed guilty and you have to prove your innocence? Unconstitutional. Second unconstitutional issue. That one is really, we call that due process. You can only be found guilty under due process of law. What does due process mean? It means you're charged. You get the right to confront the people who are charging you. You get to confront the witnesses. You get to challenge the government's ability to impose a fine or a sanction upon you. That's called due process. Out the window with those red light cameras. Secondly, the presumption was, if it was your car in that intersection, then you, the owner, are guilty and you owe us money. So, for example, this never happened. I'm just making this up as an example. My youngest daughter, who's a junior at Mizzou, if she's using my car, which she borrows quite frequently because she says, Dad, I like your car better than mine. I'm like, oh, so I just give you the keys? Of course I do. So if she runs through a red light intersection, gets a ticket, I'm the one that has to pay the fine. Why? I didn't run that red light. Why should I have to pay the fine? If my daughter robs a bank, they don't come and arrest me. Well, I'm sorry. You're the parent of the kid that robbed the bank. I'm sorry, Mr. Young. Put your hands behind their back. We're taking you in, throw you in the pokey. No, that doesn't happen. There's no other area of the law where that happens. So that was also found to be unconstitutional. But the court also said, in that little fine print that most people don't read, it said that the idea of a red light camera is not inherently unconstitutional so long as the statutes and the ordinances are drafted in a constitutional manner. So what does that mean? That's legal speak for saying, you know, if you change the wording of a statute, we might uphold it. So since 2016-ish, we haven't had any red light cameras. But the city of St. Louis is bringing them back. And when they do bring that back, and I think it's a question of when, not if, because city needs money. The city is hemorrhaging money. Even with the Rams settlement, they're spending a lot more than what they take in. And they can't balance the budget. So the key to that, of course, is not to cut spending, which is what I would tell them to do. That's what you and I would have to do. If we can't balance our checkbook, we have to cut the spending to make it work. No, not government. They just raise taxes. So this is a way for them to raise additional revenue. And if they comply with the dictates of the Missouri Supreme Court, it actually could be legal. So I'm just warning you, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just warning you that you could be facing a red light camera very soon in the very near future. But there's also a racial component to the red light cameras. And this is something that we'll have to have a discussion on as a city and as a region, because if this works in the city, you know every other government is going to latch on to this just because they want that revenue. Look at gambling. Gambling used to be just exclusively located in Nevada and Atlantic City. Now, most states, gambling's legal. Marijuana legalization used to be legal nowhere. Now it's legal everywhere. Why? Because governments want money. So if the red light cameras work in the city, I promise you they'll be in the county and they'll be throughout the state of Missouri. So with that in mind, the racial component. Here's the racial component. Some people in the city, mainly the aldermen, some members of the Board of Aldermen, have said that if red light cameras are placed in predominantly black neighborhoods, then it's racial because these folks have the lowest ability to pay, but they're going to be facing red light cameras. So it's discrimination. But I submit the opposite is also true. Because if the city decides, okay, we're not going to put any of the red light cameras in historically black neighborhoods. So instead, we're going to put the red light cameras in historically white neighborhoods. Isn't that just as racially abhorrent to choose to say we're going to ticket white people and not black people? Isn't that just as racist? I think it is. So we're going to have a discussion about where to place the red light cameras, which to me is just preposterous because I submit, just skip it. Don't even bring them back. They're a terrible idea, but yet governments can't walk away from the lure of money. I'm going to step away from that topic for just a moment because I've gotten in about 20 texts here since this segment started. A couple of folks texting in to say, welcome back, Mr. Young. Thank you very much. Call me Brad. A lot of those. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Also, there's a couple of questions, and one of them in particular brings up the abortion issue because first hour, we talked a lot about the comparisons between Rome, first century Rome, ancient Rome, and the United States of America in the 21st century. And this texter makes a very cogent point that I didn't discuss, which is in the Roman Empire, not only was abortion allowed, it was a very crude form of abortion, but it worked, but in what's called infanticide was also allowed. In fact, there were, and I'm sorry to be graphic, but there were hills of deceased babies where people would go and throw their babies if they didn't want them. That's how little people thought of the value of life. And the texter makes the point that are we any different today, given that large segments of our population, predominantly those on the left, are very pro-abortion? And I think that's a very, very good point I did not bring up that shows the similarity between 21st century America and first century Rome. And also the idea of euthanasia. Euthanasia is not kids in China. Euthanasia is the idea that we can kill our elderly people. Rome allowed for that as well. And of course, now we have several states that allow for assisted, what's called assisted suicide, which is a fancy way of saying we allow doctors to kill people instead of having doctors heal people. That's another similarity. Are those in concert with the downfall of America? I'm not so sure about that, because the one thing that we have as a country that Rome did not have was this idea of a very strong democracy. Now, where our democracy fails is the lack of participation. Studies show that just a crazy low percentage of people vote in the primaries, at which point in time you get candidates that you don't want to vote for because nobody bothered to vet and to put up good candidates in the primaries. So that's a big distinction between us and Rome. But going back to the red light camera, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say before the end of 2023, you are going to see red light camera legislation enacted in the city of St. Louis. Now, when do those cameras get activated? Well, that's a tough question. There's already a lot of intersections that still have the red light cameras from 10 years ago. I don't know if they could just flip a switch, turn them back on. I don't know if it involves software updates. Again, I don't know the tech side of this. But I will tell you that before the end of the year, I believe the city of St. Louis will have red light cameras at least authorized within the city of St. Louis. And once they're challenged, if they hold up to a legal challenge, you're going to see them pretty much everywhere because governments need money. Hey, this is Brad Young sitting in here on KMOX. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the last segment of the evening. If there's anything left on your mind, phone lines are open. Text line is open, 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Back at your service, Brad Young, in this evening. And one person just texted in during the break, and he said, or he or she said, I thought the red light cameras were being turned on to catch people in the act of the driving behavior in accidents. Well, sure, that's the stated reason, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is just what the Missouri Supreme Court said, and that is that governments see red light cameras as the elusive goose that lays the golden egg. It just brings in millions of dollars of revenue. And remember, the main job of government is to increase the size of government. Now, no one will actually admit to that that's in government. They look at it as, well, we're helping the people, we're doing things that need to be done, but the numbers don't bear that out because there is no less efficient entity in the world than government. And sure, they may pay out money to help underprivileged individuals, people who need assistance. Those things aren't bad, but it takes. But the return on our investment, if we want to look at it from that way, is just terrible. We could go out and give money to people directly. It would be far more beneficial than routing it through the government with all the government agencies, the government bureaucracies, and the government regulations. It's just not efficient. So, yes, the red light cameras are going to be turned back on to try to stop motor vehicle accidents and reduce injuries. That's all good. We can all feel good about it. But at the end of the day, all that matters is the money. Let me give you a great example from a different area. You know, as an attorney, people are always coming up to me when they find out, what do I do for a living? And I always get these questions all the time that, it always starts, in fact, I just laugh because it always follows the exact same model. So let me give you an example of a reenactment of something that occurs to me all the time. Brad, you're an attorney. I've got a question for you. Now, it's not about the money, okay? But I was injured in this accident and I got hurt and I'm wondering, you know, I'm just kind of wondering if there's any recovery. Now, it's not really about the money. It's about the principle. But I want to ask you, is there any money involved? Okay. And I just start grinning when I get those questions. So here's my answer. I say, well, Tell me how much your medical bills are, and did you lose any wages? Did you have any other sort of losses, like your glasses were broken, your clothes were ruined, your car was destroyed? Okay, tell me about all the damages that you had as a result of this motor vehicle accident. They tell me, and then I say, well, based on this, I think your case is probably worth X amount of dollars. And the response every time, without exception, every single time, 100% is this. Wait, that's all my case is worth? Really? I thought it was going to be worth a lot more than that. And then when that happens, like a highly choreographed dance, my response is, I thought you told me it wasn't about the money. And now you're telling me it is about the money? I didn't think that it was. So, folks, it's always about the money. It just is. It's always about the money. So that's what you need to keep in mind. One of the topics, and I'm probably going to save this topic for next week, because this is a topic that I really, really want to dive into, because it has all of the ideas of challenging our values, not challenging them in a bad way, but trying to identify why we believe what we believe, why we hold true to certain ideals, to certain concepts, to certain beliefs, to certain ways of life. And it's this idea. And again, when I bring this up next week, don't call up and say, Brad, you talked about this last week. I know. I'm just giving you a 1 week preview as to what we're going to talk about. But next Wednesday evening when I'm in, I want to bring up this issue. And the issue is this. This week, it happened last week. A Southern California town, it's the city of Ojai, California, is the first city in America to recognize the legal rights of a non-human animal. Now, this has been an issue in many areas, particularly in the state of New York, because there have been multiple lawsuits filed over elephants. Do elephants have rights? Do people have a right to keep animals in zoos? Do people have a right to keep pets? Are pets considered property? Is it wrong to eat meat if animals have rights? And so next week, so make sure you put this on your calendar or you're going to forget like I do. Next week, we're going to talk about this idea of whether animals have rights. We're going to look at this city, Ojai, California, which, by the way, the only trivia that I know about Ojai, California is this. When I was a kid, the biggest show on TV was The $6 Million Man. Now, Matt, you never seen The $6 Million Man?
Of course I have. I'm looking up the sound effects right now. Get ready for this.
Well, the $6 Million Man, Steve Austin, played by Lee Majors, Mr. Farrah Fawcett, he had it was a very successful show. And after that show became so successful, they had, of course, the inevitable spinoff. And the inevitable spinoff was The Bionic Woman, right? And The Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, was from Ojai, California. There you go. Oh, what a great sound. Do that again. Oh, yeah, that was it. And I always had this question, because when they would show The $6 Million Man, you can see why I don't sing for a living. But that was the theme song. And when they would play the theme song, you remember now, with Steve Austin, both of his legs were bionic, and one arm was bionic, his right arm, not his left. But when he was running in slow motion, both of his legs and both of his arms were moving at the same speed. So even as a 10-year-old, my question was, how could his non-bionic arm be moving as fast as his bionic arm and his bionic legs? How could that happen? And I would ask my parents, and they would say, Brad, don't ask me stupid questions about TV shows. Go away and do something important instead of watching the stupid television. So, oh, great theme song. Now, if you're in the age of 45 and up, hearing this theme song should bring back very good memories, because it was a time when I had no responsibility other than trying to dodge schoolwork and watch cool TV shows. It was a very, very good time. But I also got a text, by the way. The world is back on its axis, except for the mess in Congress. because Brad Young is back. Thank you very much. I appreciate the texts. Glad you're listening to KMOX. But yeah, the bionic woman, Lindsay Wagner, was from Ojai, California. Now, also Lindsay Wagner, since I'm chasing rabbits here, Lindsay Wagner was in the movie The Paper Chase. And if you've ever seen the movie The Paper Chase, it is an amazing. John Houseman was the kind of law professor that would put the fear of God in people. When I was in law school, we had that. His name was Vince Immel. He put the fear of God in you. And when people would ask me, they would say, Brad, is law school just like the movie The Paper Chase? And I would say, yeah, it's exactly like the movie Paper Chase, only without all the sex. Because Lindsay Wagner was, you know, she was getting around for the folks in law school. And I never saw any of that when I was in law school. I absolutely assure you of that. So that's literally all I know about Ojai, California. Thanks for listening tonight on Camo X. I think we're still doing Best of Dave Glover at 10 o'clock, and I will be back next Wednesday. Brad Young, at your service, Camo X. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in this evening. And one person just texted in during the break, and he said, or he or she said, I thought the red light cameras were being turned on to catch people in the act of the driving behavior in accidents. Well, sure, that's the stated reason, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is just what the Missouri Supreme Court said, and that is that governments see red light cameras as the elusive goose that lays the golden egg. It just brings in millions of dollars of revenue. And remember, the main job of government is to increase the size of government. Now, no one will actually admit to that that's in government. They look at it as, well, we're helping the people, we're doing things that need to be done, but the numbers don't bear that out because there is no less efficient entity in the world than government. And sure, they may pay out money to help underprivileged individuals, people who need assistance. Those things aren't bad, but it takes. But the return on our investment, if we want to look at it from that way, is just terrible. We could go out and give money to people directly. It would be far more beneficial than rotting it through the government with all the government agencies, the government bureaucracies, and the government regulations. It's just not efficient. So yes, the red light cameras are going to be turned back on to try to stop motor vehicle accidents and reduce injuries. That's all good. We can all feel good about it. But at the end of the day, all that matters is the money. Let me give you a great example from a different area. You know, as an attorney, people are always coming up to me when they find out, what do I do for a living? And I always get these questions all the time that it always starts. In fact, I just laugh because it always follows the exact same model. So let me give you an example of a reenactment of something that occurs to me all the time. Brad, you're an attorney. I've got a question for you. Now, it's not about the money, okay? But I was injured in this accident, and I got hurt, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm just kind of wondering if there's any recovery. Now, it's not really about the money. It's about the principle. But I want to ask you, is there any money involved, okay? And I just start grinning when I get those questions. So here's my answer. I say, well, tell me how much your medical bills are, and did you lose any wages? Did you have any other sort of losses, like your glasses were broken, your clothes were ruined, your car was destroyed? Okay, tell me about all the damages that you had as a result of this motor vehicle accident. They tell me, and then I say, well, based on this, I think your case is probably worth X amount of dollars. And the response every time, without exception, every single time, 100% is this. Wait, that's all my case is worth? Really? I thought it was going to be worth a lot more than that. And then when that happens, like a highly choreographed dance, my response is, I thought you told me it wasn't about the money. And now you're telling me it is about the money? I didn't think that it was. So, folks, it's always about the money. It just is. It's always about the money. So that's what you need to keep in mind. One of the topics, and I'm probably going to save this topic for next week, because this is a topic that I really, really want to dive into, because it has all of the ideas of challenging our values, not challenging them in a bad way, but trying to identify why we believe what we believe, why we hold true to certain ideals, to certain concepts, to certain beliefs, to certain ways of life. And it's this idea. And again, when I bring this up next week, don't call up and say, Brad, you talked about this last week. I know. I'm just giving you a 1 week preview as to what we're going to talk about. But next Wednesday evening when I'm in, I want to bring up this issue. And the issue is this. This week, or actually it happened last week, a Southern California town, it's the city of Ojai, California, is the first city in America to recognize the legal rights of a non-human animal. Now, this has been an issue in many areas, particularly in the state of New York, because there were been multiple lawsuits filed over elephants. Do elephants have rights? Do people have a right to keep animals in zoos? Do people have a right to keep pets? Are pets considered property? Is it wrong to eat meat if animals have rights? And so next week, so make sure you put this on your calendar or you're going to forget like I do. Next week, we're going to talk about this idea of whether animals have rights. We're going to look at this city, Ojai, California, which, by the way, the only trivia that I know about Ojai, California is this. When I was a kid, the biggest show on TV was The $6 Million Man. Now, Matt, you never seen The $6 Million Man?
Of course I have. I'm looking up the sound effects right now. Getting ready for this.
Well, the $6 Million Man, Steve Austin, played by Lee Majors, Mr. Farrah Fawcett, he had it was a very successful show. And after that show became so successful, they had, of course, the inevitable spinoff. And the inevitable spinoff was The Bionic Woman, right? And the Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, was from Ojai, California. There you go. Oh, what a great sound. Do that again. Oh, yeah, that was it. And I always had this question, because when they would show the $6 million man, da 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 da, you can see why I don't sing for a living. But that was the theme song. And when they would play the theme song, you remember now, with Steve Austin, both of his legs were bionic, and one arm was bionic, his right arm, not his left. But when he was running in slow motion, both of his legs and both of his arms were moving at the same speed. So even as a 10-year-old, my question was, how could his non-bionic arm be moving as fast as his bionic arm and his bionic legs? How could that happen? And I would ask my parents and they would say, Brad, don't ask me stupid questions about TV shows. Go away and do something important instead of watching the stupid television. So, oh, great theme song. Now, if you're in the age of 45 and up, hearing this theme song should bring back very good memories, because it was a time when I had no responsibility other than trying to dodge schoolwork and watch cool TV shows. It was a very, very good time. But I also got a text, by the way. The world is back on its axis, except for the mess in Congress, because Brad Young is back. Thank you very much. I appreciate the texts. Glad you're listening to KMOX. But yeah, the bionic woman, Lindsay Wagner, was from Ojai, California. Now, also Lindsay Wagner, since I'm chasing rabbits here, Lindsay Wagner was in the movie The Paper Chase. And if you've ever seen the movie The Paper Chase, it is an amazing. John Houseman was the kind of law professor that would put the fear of God in people. When I was in law school, we had that. His name was Vince Immel. He put the fear of God in you. And when people would ask me, they would say, Brad, is law school just like the movie The Paper Chase? And I would say, yeah, it's exactly like the movie Paper Chase, only without all the sex. Because Lindsay Wagner was, you know, she was getting around for the folks in law school, and I never saw any of that when I was in law school. I absolutely assure you of that. So that's literally all I know about Ojai, California. Thanks for listening tonight on Camo X. I think we're still doing Best of Dave Glover at 10 o'clock, and I will be back next Wednesday. Brad Young, at your service, Camo X.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.